This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, now our offer to you, those of us who are on the DJV program, is to spend an hour talking about the big hits, the News Talk Radio hits according to Talkers Magazine this past week, charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th, with all the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some new entrants, some repositioning of stories that we've been talking about off and on for the past year or so. A lot of things stay the same, but yet they change. So let's go through with the ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all my pals and cohorts from the DJV program with their comments as we move through the top ten. Let me just go through quickly the list, and then let's go back and pick some things out that stand out with regard to some of these things. At number 10, our relationship with China and other foreign nations. Number 9, the weather and the climate, etc. The abortion situation at 8 in Texas. Immigration reform, number 7. Investigation into January 6th, number 6, appropriately. A lot of rage, a lot of crime stories this past week. Violence, that sort of thing, like what happened down in Mexico. People are talking about that. Number 4, the Biden budget and trying to get those bills passed. Number 3, COVID and related stories. Number 2, the politics. There's some school board issues that are being talked about a lot. And then the elections, number 1, the result of the what they call off-year elections. So with that in mind, ladies, let's go back to number 10 for a moment. The Pentagon is reviewing and has found no violation of any law in the drone attack that killed 10 Afghanistani citizens. I guess there was an independent Pentagon investigation into the drone strike that accidentally killed 10 civilians in August. But investigating yourself.
I know. I was going to say it's not like those typically go somewhere. I think they have to go through to see what went wrong.
Kind of procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is very procedural when something like that happens.
Well, what good is the report if it's classified?
Right. And does it bring people back? Not necessarily. You know, there aren't going to be any charges filed against anybody. So to come out and say it's a tragic accident.
Window dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
theater.
You know, why? Why did we have to be in this situation to begin with? And I think this week probably one of... As we talk about, we go through the list, one of the biggest stories is the election, and there is a direct correlation between Biden's kind of tanking approval rating and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. People were really taken back by how that was handled, and the drone strike that killed 7 kids, I think, is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's, yeah. So while we're there, though, here's something that's pretty disgusting, at least that's the way I feel about it. The Biden administration approving the sale of $650 million worth of arms to the Saudis, supposedly to help the country defend itself against some of the Yemenis who are attacking. I don't know. I just have a bad taste.
Well, that group from Iran has been... I mean, I'm with you. Like, I know that there are necessary evils, but yeah. I know. They're still seen, and we've talked about it, too, on DJV regularly, no matter who the president, the incoming president is, right? Everybody always says we have to be tough on Saudi Arabia. And then something happens behind closed doors. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just something seems to happen where someone sits someone down and says, okay, we can't ostracize them. We need them. And I don't really fully understand why, but I guess they are still seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East and, I guess, an ally to us. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me happy.
Well, but they bring stability to the region where Iran is out of control, and it's the only excuse. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's something that we all agree on, no matter where
there's
we are.
Two excuses. Well, the oil.
Yes, oil, but also the stability. We didn't need the oil as much under Trump. We need it now because of Biden kind of taking away our energy independence in this country. But I think the stability that they provide in the Middle East, they use that as a tool to get everything that they want. Can't disrupt them.
You know,
and so every president that goes in, it's kind of like the aliens, right? Everybody says they're going to go in and
I'm going to tell everybody about the aliens.
Right, declassify all this stuff, and then it's like, well, maybe not. No.
Yep.
But you said something interesting, Jennifer. Well, you're always saying something interesting, as are all of you, but the idea about energy independence that really was started or got into full throttle when Obama was president, because we had, for the first time in a long time, we were energy independent. We were producing enough oil and gas on our own to not have to buy any from any other sources. And I wonder what happened to that during the Trump years. Why did that slow down?
It didn't. We were energy independent under Trump. The only state that wasn't was California. It was Biden stopping the pipelines and upping the production coming from OPEC that has made us not energy independent.
What pipelines did he stop? All the 86 pipelines across the country.
He shut down Keystone and a couple of others, I think.
That's not really accurate. It's the planned pipeline, which wasn't even running yet. That XL part of the Keystone pipeline is what he stopped the production of it, but it wasn't flowing
yet. But what cost to us?
Well, why don't they just run it? The controversy was about running it under a lake.
Yeah, it wasn't
Indian
even fully
territory.
Built yet, so that theory doesn't really check out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Move it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems to be whenever they put pipelines somewhere, it's like they choose the most fragile part of the of land.
It seems silly, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
It does. Right. Okay. At number six, the investigation into January 6th, there's a rioter who bragged that she wouldn't go to jail. But
this lady was worked. Trending. She was trending on social media because
Jennifer Lee Ryan.
She made such ridiculous statements like, well, I'm white and I'm blonde and I have a good job and I have a good future. And so no one's going to put me in jail. And it's like, well, you begin your sentence later. In January.
Mm-hmm. How long does she go to jail? A couple of years?
2 months. No, two months.
That's not a big deal.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to jail for 2 months.
Well, it depends on which jail you go to. There are
really? I think any jail would be terrible for 2 months.
Although the situation is the resort ones.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be.
You guys seem a lot more willing to go away to prison.
The hidden ones that only billionaires know about.
Yeah. It's like Mary in Illinois.
The situation went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy, he seemed to do all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Number three this week, the COVID situation is something that we can spend probably 3 or 4 minutes on. Which we will do right after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks. You want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Talk radio review, a roundup of the thoughts that my DJV colleagues have and me too. Every week, the DJV program on Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner discussing the issues of the day, the people of the day, the events of the day, what's happening, in other words, from our perspective. And so we take this time, this hour, to go through specifically the stories that Talkers Magazine has listed at talkers.com from their research, talking to radio stations, the program Talk, and the hosts themselves. What's the big deal this week, or what are the big deals this week? We post them also on our social media at DJV Show and on our website as well. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. So at number, I want to set aside, I think if we only spend a couple of minutes on COVID, we give it short shrift. I think number 5 is something we ought to spend a few moments on. It's about crime and violence, and I'm reminded of the situation in Cancun, but also the story in Iowa this week about the teenagers who killed their teacher, and what in the world they've been charged with, first-degree murder, a Spanish teacher, who taught at their school. This kind of stuff.
They murdered their teacher?
They murdered their teacher.
Ugh.
Yes, right.
Yep. What's going on in Iowa? This is in Iowa, you said, right?
Yeah, Iowa. Yep.
So what's going on? Because earlier this week on the show, we talked about how Iowa in 1 year went from being one of the best, safest driving states to the number one most dangerous,
yeah,
with DUIs and citations and speeding tickets in 1 year. I mean, that's like, what happened in Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa. Teachers have been there for a long time, 66 years old. Noema Graber was her name. So she was somehow or other reported missing this week, and then a couple of 16-year-old boys were apparently found to have been responsible for her death, charged with first-degree murder, first-degree homicide, charged as adults. And you wonder, yeah, again, what obviously the students at the high school were all sent home, classes have been canceled, but the complaint says that they killed her in a park near the school. And, you know, you wonder...
For what? And no reason? Just, like...
Apparently they were... They posted
a reason.
Did they
details about planning the killing on social media. Yeah. But, I mean, how stupid are they? They posted the fact that they were going to kill her on social media.
That's so awful. What is going on with high school students? There's a high school in Bedford, Ohio, that they are staying on remote learning for a little bit until they can figure out what to do because there's so much violence among the students at the school.
A lot of violence in high schools here in Massachusetts. In my hometown, Framingham, they've had fights. We never used to. I taught in the high school. We didn't have any fights about anything. That was a long time ago, though. Maybe things have changed. There are too many kids in the school. Frankly, we've had a surge of illegal immigration into this community and into this state. And so they, you know, they all have to be sent to school, and they're not getting along with the regular population. Sounds like being in prison, you know, the gen population. They just are not getting along. They don't speak the language. They don't seem to be able to assimilate or get in. And yet it's our obligation to give them a place in school. And I think some of the kids resented, frankly. I don't know that for a fact, but I just kind of get that sense from talking to some of the people here. There's a resentment of what kind of treatment they're getting, and it's not their fault. They aren't being brought into it, although, you know, the parents maybe, whatever the expectations are when they get here, aren't being fulfilled. And so it's really causing, I mean, knife fights and stuff. When somebody brought a gun to school, you know, that's the question. What is going on here? And what are the reasons for it? Food for thought. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 23 after the hour, this is our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from the perspective of three big talkers, well maybe four if my name gets thrown about with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Right now Jay has an overview of the some of the things that people are saying on social media. That's her bailiwick, or one of them anyway. DJV social media at DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what do we have for comments from our listeners, Jay, on various issues?
Oh, all kinds of things. So regarding air rage, John Nielsen says those idiots should be permanently banned from flying any airline. It's become all too common of an occurrence. And yeah, for sure it has. Carrie Vivida tweeted that violent or otherwise overly aggressive passengers should be banned for life. Brandy Baskey, believes law enforcement of some type should be on every flight, adding it should not be up to flight attendants to handle people of like this.
That's what we said when we were talking about this. Yeah. Put the air marshals on the planes in America.
Or hire private security if the air marshals, you know, aren't available.
But what does it say about us if we have such egotists? And that's really what it is. It's all selfish and ego-driven. I'm more important than everybody else, so you have to treat me differently. Screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, there's a great video going around of a woman who is not wearing a mask on a flight. The flight attendant keeps telling her she has to put the mask on. She won't sit down. She's saying that she asked the guy sitting next to her for his vaccine card, and he can't show it to her. And she's like, because it's not vaccinated. She's having this whole big episode of a moment. And the flight attendant is like, it's not mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. However, it is mandatory for you to wear a mask. Well, the pilot finally comes out very calmly, is like, we treat everybody with loyalty and respect, and we respect each other on this flight. Clearly, you don't know how to do that, so I'm going to ask you to leave. And just kept his calm composure. It was really a great video. We'll get that
to leave
on
the
TV
plane
show.
At 35,000 feet.
No, they had it taken off.
Step off, please.
Yeah, right. And she's saying like, you're violating my rights. I should be able to change seats. And it was one where they bought specific seats. A whole big thing.
God.
Moving on, though, Brian Laundrie possibly dying by suicide before the manhunt even began. People are giving their thoughts. Lynn Smith questions if his family could be charged with anything. Philip Bryan echoes Lynn's sentiments, saying he wonders if obstruction of justice will come into play with the parents. And
good
Susan
question.
Ortiz, and Susan Ortiz said, well, he's going to Hades anyway.
You're out of hell.
I just,
I wonder if, like, if they knew he was going out to kill himself or what. I mean, if they knew he was going to kill themselves, wouldn't they try to stop it? Wouldn't you not want your kid to be dead sitting in a swamp somewhere?
Right. And it's weird that they went for the walk, you know, the day that they found him. Yeah. I mean, it's like they knew where to go. I don't know. It's so shady. All of it is just very bizarre. And still, no word about, you know, Gabby Petito and her family. Like, it just, it's that he's, everything has become the focus on Brian Laundrie. And, you know, and tragically, he murdered his fiance for no reason. And no one's talking about that anymore, which is really a shame.
Well, and all those people claiming to have seen him or had interactions with him on the Appalachian Trail or in other areas other than Florida, where clearly he was there this whole time.
Yeah.
Amazing. It really is. All right, did Joe Biden fall asleep this past week? We all had a nap, right, during the week at some point in time. Why was this a big deal? This is at the climate summit, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal because it was at the climate summit. He's the president of the United States.
Who was speaking at the time? Because I fall asleep all the time at stuff, so it depends on who's
well,
speaking.
Well, and sometimes you're not even falling asleep. You're exhausted.
Closing your eyes.
You're strained. Have you ever had that, like, that burning sensation in your eyes, and you're like, you just need to shut them for a little bit?
Yep.
Well, Deb Abel called it embarrassing and sad. Sally Welburn said it was boring, and she would have fallen asleep, too. And Hannah Hill said he wasn't clearly dozing off. Or no, he was clearly dozing off, but he never fully fell asleep.
He actually got more hits from his own party for falling asleep. Republicans were like, we'd fall asleep, too, in a climate summit.
Right, one way or the other. All right. And then there was the question about people trusting medical advice, and 100% of the people responding said they trusted their own doctor.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A high-ranking University of Southern California official is expected to admit her role in the Operation Varsity Blues scandal, where wealthy parents bribed their kids way into elite colleges and universities. Donna Heinel, ex-senior associate director at the University of Southern California, is expected to plead guilty Friday to wire fraud and arranging more than 24 students get into college. A senior Democrat aide on Thursday said the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on President Biden's partisan social spending bill and a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Democrats have missed previous self-imposed deadlines to vote on the legislation, but their leadership feels confident they can finish on Friday, the aide said. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a statement saying the legislation would raise more than $2 trillion, enough to pay for the bill and reduce deficits over the long term. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As Americans are flabbergasted, the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants up to $1 million for families being separated after breaking our laws. The president says it's a garbage report. As his White House press secretary reports, Biden is comfortable with making payments.
You guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
The president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government.
Monitor IQ is reporting mainstream media outlets ABC, NBC, and CBS are ignoring the story in their national broadcasts. Journalist from The Hill publication Joe Concha on Fox News says this story is too big to be hidden from the American people.
You're going to pay $450,000 to migrant families that were separated, but if you're a Gold Star family, you don't receive even remotely as much of that. If you were born here illegally, you serve in the military, you're killed in action, and then your family gets less than that. The president calls the Wall Street Journal bombshell from last week garbage, says you shouldn't put that sort of garbage out there, and now here you have the White House saying, no, actually, it's true. This is why, guys, the president has not done a solo press conference in more than 110 days, has not sat down one-on-one with any interviewer for more than 75 days. This is the trouble that this White House gets in.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our morning program through the week. A lot of the same stations that carry that carry the Talk Radio Countdown show. And this is the ancillary, I guess we would call this a comparative hour, a complementary, a composite hour, whatever. But it goes, with the territory. Michael Harrison comes in every week and goes through the list, and we talk about things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our discussions here are specifically about the issues, and I want to, there's a countdown extra that I just want to mention because I think it's important. It might or might not have made it if it had happened earlier in the week. The story of David Morris, a Maryland man who was wrongly convicted back in 2004 of a murder he did not commit. Yet another long list of people that have gone to jail, and who knows how many have been executed for reasons that were not proper. So this fellow is 36 years old. He just left jail, didn't talk about anything. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of 2005. Jury deliberated for 2 days. He was convicted as a teenager for the murder of a man who in Baltimore was shot 3 times. Then, you know, through the years, there have been people working with what they call the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project to get him out of jail, because apparently it was pretty easy. And now newly tested DNA taken from the victim's clothing excluded him completely as the killer. Matter of fact, they identified somebody else. So I guess, how would you feel?
So how many years was he in jail?
17.
Jeez. Ugh. How do you, I mean, I don't know. That's 17 years of your life gone.
Yeah.
Does even suing for some kind of financial gain equal that life loss?
No, they usually do sue and they usually get money.
Yeah, but is it worth it? Is it worth the 17 years of your life gone?
Yeah. How does it get to be that bad? How is the system? And these things happen all the time. And we know, we think when you watch the crime shows on TV that it's just, you know, it's just television. But they usually recount stories like this that happen over and over and over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that fuels the Black Lives Matter movement, because most of the people that are wrongly convicted are black, especially in a place like Baltimore. I mean, this kind of goes with the territory. And that may sound like a pretty strident comment from me, but I've lived and worked in Baltimore, and I got no use. It's one of the places that I like the least in our country, mostly because of some of my experiences that I had while I was working there. I don't know. All right, so.
Well, the Innocence Project, though, was started by John Grisham, the author. Mm-hmm. And so he had witnessed, he used to be an attorney, and then before becoming a best-selling author. And so, having witnessed so many different, you know, crimes where someone was wrongly accused, and he wrote about it, so then he started the Innocence Project. And they've worked with Kim Kardashian, they've worked with Van Jones, they've gotten a lot of people released, you know, when they've actually been able to exonerate them. So God bless the work they do, you know. I mean, it's horrible that we have to have so many checks and balances for our system, which is so broken.
That part of the system really broken, and it just fuels, again, all these black podcasts, all the people who are, you know, up in arms about the way black
people are treated.
White
people are outraged, too, you know.
No, I'm saying that it fuels all of these, the focus on this, and people who say, well, no, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, and it's really, there's no excuse for it other than prejudice and bad police work, and sometimes they go hand in hand. So all the people who say, oh, there you go again on the police, no, they're a good police,
well,
and they're bad police,
just
like anything else.
To be honest, it's not also just the police. They look at someone like Kamala Harris, who's now sitting as the vice president.
Yeah.
She threw a ton of people in jail and threw away the key because she wanted to get her numbers up as the attorney general in California. She was very ambitious. And so anyone that was in her way, she wanted to toss it. And so she had to look at that point tough on crime. So she took black people who were in there for low-level drug offenses, and she just kept prosecuting. So it's nice. We can blame police all we want, but you also have to look at the politicians who aren't really doing the right
thing.
Don't disagree. She didn't do anything to fix crime in California. She just threw a bunch of people in jail.
Yeah.
Crime still stunk.
Right. She's one of the biggest frauds in American politics in my lifetime.
But around the country, we hear these stories all over and over and over of prosecutors who just wanted the record, and they didn't care. As long as they had a suspect, that's it. That's the guy planting evidence.
Through.
I mean, all throughout the South, it's like one story after another. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It just irks me watching someone, and I'm using her as an example, but there are plenty on both sides of the aisle, I am sure. But, you know, the fact that she comes out and says that she's a big advocate for women and minorities, she's not. She's someone who put a lot of minorities in jail, probably more than any other attorney general in the state of California. And when it comes to women and kids,
she's such a fraud.
She made a deal and let all those Catholic priests just skate because it wasn't politically profitable for her. She let the mayor of San Diego, who had the same campaign management than she did, let him fly, even though he was, like, assaulting women. Crazy.
All right, one of the other quickies here that's not in the top ten is the fact that we're turning back the clock this weekend as you listen to the program. It's, what is it, fall back, spring ahead. So a lot of people making a lot of noise about the clock and the time and daylight savings time and all that sort of thing. So if you don't like it, have you written to your congressman? Because they're the ones that would have the power to change things and make it...
I hate to use California as another example, but we passed a ballot initiative that said we wanted to get rid of daylight savings time. But the way that it was, written, it says it gives the legislature control of when they want to end daylight savings time. So we voted on it. It passed like overwhelmingly, and now the legislature just has the power to do something. So even if you're right,
what does it need? Like, what would it really take for this to just go away on a federal level?
Arizona did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Arizona.
That's the other state.
You can't make it federal because it's state by state, but you could just have the states do it. Like, let's do it all together.
But it's not. But it's Alaska does it too, don't they?
It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, though, so there must be some federal angle.
For what reason? Nobody knows. Why is it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, like TSA and Homeland Security? Huh? What is that?
Yeah,
how does that make any sense?
I know, because it's one of those things that goes back to, like, World War II that just never got adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
there must be some federal component, then, if the Department of Transportation governs that.
Crazy
Mayor Pete,
stuff.
Where are you?
Yes. Yeah. A couple people on social media were saying, hey, can't we just do 30 minutes and then it splits the difference? So let's fall back 30 minutes and then just keep it that way. If
that's
the
not
whole
a bad idea.
Hour thing is like such an issue, let's go 30 minutes.
All right. Number three this week on the countdown is a focus on COVID, vaccines, masks, mandates, that sort of stuff. And in the hot seat is Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for the Packers, who's not vaxxed, and apparently he was on with Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel unloaded on him big time.
Well, he's essentially been lying. I mean, he told the press in August that he used the word immunized, and that's what he told the press. And so at the time, everyone was like, oh, okay, he's vaccinated. And he has not been following any of the protocols that unvaccinated players need to follow. So everyone's been under the impression that he was vaxxed and fine, and now he's got COVID. And he's got to miss this game, and now the NFL has to investigate what's been going on. So I don't know, but it is behind the scenes. Apparently, his fiance, they're rumored to be broken up. So I'm not sure if they're still together.
Is that Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley was his fiance last time we checked.
But. I don't know how much I buy all that. I mean, he's a guy who wanted to switch teams. He's a guy who has a ton of money, who has to protect his contract. I know women influence men all the time, but I don't know the dragging
that she got on social media. Yeah, it's unfair.
Not necessarily appropriate. I think he wants
to screw over the Packers.
And I find it really funny that people are more outraged about Aaron Rodgers lying about his COVID vaccine than they are about the player who ran through a woman at 150 miles per hour while he was drunk and under the influence.
Oh.
I mean, it's so bizarre what we get upset about these days. Yep. Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay. He will survive COVID. He'll be all right. He shouldn't have lied. I get it. That's a bad thing. He shouldn't have done that. But here's a guy who made a decision to get into a car and drive at 150 miles per hour while he had his blood alcohol two times over the legal limit and ran through a 23-year-old woman. Come on.
Killed her and her dog.
Not even the same.
In a RAV4 in Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right. So a couple of other things here with regard to COVID, the continuing fight between Rand Paul and phony Fauci seems to have gotten more ink and attention this week, and I don't know if there's any new there.
I'm so sick of
going at
each other.
They had another hearing.
Yeah.
Well, because now all the evidence is out that Fauci absolutely did what I've been talking about here on the DJV program for a long time and on this program, where he funneled money to the EcoHealth Alliance, to Peter Sarzak, and then that the EcoHealth Alliance sent money to the Wuhan lab. They were testing gain-of-function research. And, by the way, some new little revelation, they didn't even stop after we knew about the COVID pandemic. It kept going for months before they finally ultimately shut it down. And so Rand Paul is saying, you're going to keep doing this kind of thing. Who's to say there's not going to be another pandemic coming down the pike because of all the stupid stuff you're doing to rip apart a virus to try to create some sort of, like, you know, scrap, basically a scratch.
They were trying to reverse engineer it, basically. And so, well, yeah, I get that.
But how appropriate is it? And so now what they're doing is changing the definition of gain-of-function research. If you look at all of these sites, they've started changing the definition. And so Rand Paul says, we're not idiots over here. Like, we've all seen what it was, what the definition was and what it is today. And he said, you're doing it to cover your you-know-what. And he didn't say you-know-what. He actually used the donkey
said.
Word.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Cover your mule.
He's probably right.
All right. Moderna has lowered the expected number of its COVID vaccine doses that will be delivered this year. Supposed to be 1 billion doses. Now it's down to 800 million. Think about those numbers. They have, well, how many are Pfizer providing? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't know. Pfizer, because they've just been ahead in the schedule overall, Pfizer has sent more doses around the world. Moderna has been, you know, behind. I don't know what they're supposed to
be. For those of you who wonder how much it costs the taxpayer, it's $21 a dose for Moderna and about $15.50 or so a dose for Pfizer. So the Pfizer is cheaper by $6. Imagine, though, multiply these by the millions and billions of shots that have been given, and you got a lot of money. Lots and lots of money.
Well,
the administration...
$30 billion, $60 billion this year? There was some crazy number that
crazy
Pfizer earned this year.
Right.
All from
the
government.
Yeah. Speaking of the government, the Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for its private sector vaccine mandate. How is that going to affect businesses, one wonders. I thought they were going to kind of loosen it up a little bit because some of the businesses are just saying...
have already started.
It's
going to be interesting. So the ruling is that if you have 100 people or more, you have to require a vaccine, proof of vaccine for people to work for you, or you have to do a weekly test. But now you've got challenges from the private sector coming in, from companies that are suing, and several states have joined together to sue as well.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here for the elections. What happened that was upsetting? The GOP seems to have done well, better than was predicted. So that's the way it is, right? Virginia and wherever else was there?
New Jersey. Governor Murphy won re-election.
Okay.
But it was very close.
Yeah. All right. 48 past the hour. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug Steffen here from the DJV program.
Fall kickstarts the financial road to college. And in a recent survey by College Ave Student Loans, 85% of parents of undergrads say that earning a degree is more important than ever. However, most also say that the cost is surprisingly high. That's why the company urges parents to fill out the FAFSA form, to keep looking for scholarships, and to choose a school that's a good academic, social, and financial fit. For more free tips on how to plan and pay for college, visit collegeave.com. That's collegeave.com.
Flu season is here, and an annual flu shot remains your best protection against the flu. What's more, your health plan often covers the cost. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations, including a COVID-19 vaccine. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for a visit from our pal Nick Miles. His website, rautoexpert.com, loaded with all kinds of helpful information, tips on buying a car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've been in North Carolina at is that the Volkswagen Golf, or you've been playing golf?
No, the Volkswagen, actually the Golf, this is the last year for the Golf, Doug. It goes away this year, but they're still making the GTI, the eighth generation of the GTI, which, by the way, has been around since 1983, and the Golf R. So there are still versions of the Golf, but they're only the higher-end versions for the sports young and reckless of those. But the original Golf is gone.
What's the best-selling Volkswagen at the moment?
It is the Tiguan, which is the sort of mid-size or the smaller compact SUV. That's what SUVs actually make up about 60-70% of their sales. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, it used to be the Passat and the Jettas of the world. That used to be their business, but now it's all SUVs and baby strollers and soccer. That's what all the VWs are about.
I told you, my daughter has a Passata. It's a wagon. It was a diesel, and they got it just at the time when all the diesel hoopla took place. And they like it because she likes, she sort of grew up on British cars and diesels and gearboxes and stuff. So that's why they had it. And it's been very serviceable. I think it's an okay machine. Still is.
they do make great little cars. I mean, they're very clever at making small little cars. And it was interesting to know that the USA is the only place in the world that the new GTI is available in a manual and an automatic. And so much of people saying, well, manuals don't matter anymore, because 40% of the people that buy the GTI buy it in a manual. So hooray for the manual. It still survives, and people are still buying it.
Yep. All right. There's a Carfax research project that shows you, the consumer, which vehicles are more likely they need repairs. So does this affect when you're buying a new car or a used car? Does it really affect sales, this kind of information?
I think so. People don't, you know, they forget that new cars are not infallible to breaking down. They still happen. They still break down. They still have problems. It's interesting to look at what cars have the worst amount of repairs in their first year. Interestingly enough, it's what Americans tend to buy most of, which is those big trucks. They tend to have the biggest problems in the first year. And there's something to be said for those of us that wait a couple years until the cars have gone through their first, you know, 2 or 3 years before
incarnation.
We buy them, like you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't buy new. You wait until somebody's run it in for a few years before you buy it.
And I reject
the value.
If it's a car, I make sure the car has been well cared for. I know the story of it. I buy it from a reliable dealer who's a friend. And frankly, the car that I have now that was 2 years old when I bought it a year ago, I might change my rule because it's such a fantastic car and I like it so much, and it doesn't look any different from the cars they're producing now. So why the heck would I get rid of it if I'm happy with it? You know, but you got to know.
You think about those full-size SUVs, like the Suburbans and those type of things. They're 25% more likely to have new maintenance in the first year or so because they have more parts, and they're bigger, and you know they have more problems. So 25% more likely to have some sort of repair in the first year. And the little trucks, the things like the Nissan Frontier, they're the vehicles that they don't need as much work in the first year because
the Ranger, the Ford Rangers. How well do they sell those Rangers?
The Rangers are a pretty good seller. Those little trucks are good sellers. The one thing that I think you need to look at carefully is the price quite often of those things, because by the time you put all the gear on that you want, they sometimes get up to the same price as the full-size truck. You've got to be careful that you don't pay too much for one of those. I mean, the Frontier, I always say, is a great price because the Frontier actually starts just about $23,000, $24,000, $25,000 around there. And it's the least expensive, and it's made in Tennessee. So it's a good truck. The Tacoma is the bulletproof truck in that class, the Toyota Tacoma. That's made in Texas, I think, and that's always a bulletproof truck in that class. They're all made in America, those trucks, and they're all pretty good. But if you start stacking them up with all the extra gear, you'll get to the same price as those full-size trucks in that class. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it depends on your size, I guess, as to how you like them or use them. That's for sure. I have a couple on the farm for the smaller people to drive, and they like them. All right. Have a safe trip back to the West Coast. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. He's the man in the know and on the...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.